Hi, and welcome to Let Spirit Lead. I'm Cissy Williams, and in this episode, I'll be sharing with you how you can choose the divine strength in you instead of the weakness in you when you're going through a challenging situation. And also why it is that we keep repeating trials and difficulties in our lives until we've learned the lesson they presented us with, and how we can learn that lesson so we don't have to go through the same trial again. I'll then take you through a guided meditation where you connect with this divine strength in you, so you can let it help you heal any difficult situation in your life, plus guide you to where to go, what to do, what to say, and to whom. This episode is a short snippet from the online training Say Yes to Miracles, which goes through the teachings of A Course in Miracles, weaved in with wisdom from the Divine Feminine and from ancient energy medicine teachings. You'll find more information about this online training on cissywilliams.com/miracles. But let's dive into this episode now. Whenever you are encountering a challenging situation, you're asked to make a choice. Will you choose the weakness in you or the divine strength in you? Whatever you choose will become real for you. By not using weakness to direct your actions, you're not giving it any power. And by letting the divine light in you be in charge of everything you do, you align yourself with the power of the whole universe. So bring to spirit any problems you have, which are reflections of the weakness in you, as they are reflections of the ego's hold on you, and by handing them over to spirit, you are offered strength in return. The Course writes that trials are but lessons that you failed to learn, presented once again. So where you made a faulty choice before, you now can make a better one, and thus escape all pain that what you chose before has brought to you. So in every difficulty, Spirit is gently offering you an opportunity to choose again. So you can choose love instead of fear. You can choose to let the divine in you be in charge instead of the weakness in you. So whenever you perceive yourself as weak and upset, say silently to yourself, I am as Spirit created me. There is a powerful light that shines within my heart, and I now allow it to guide me. By saying this, you replace your weakness with strength, enabling miracles to flow into your life. And it is so true. You are as Spirit created you, and so is every living thing you look upon. And each time you stumble upon a hidden fear, an unforeseen problem, a difficult situation, see it as an invitation to bring the light of Spirit into this dark corner of the world, into this area in our collective consciousness where you have discovered this hidden fear, this unforeseen problem, this difficult situation. And as you bring the light into that area, you help to bring Spirit's vision through. And trust that as you do that, you help to heal our collective mind. You help to create a new world, a new earth, where we are able to perceive the light that shines forth from everything that lives and moves in the mind of God, in the heart of the Goddess. So let us now do a guided meditation where you'll meet your inner teacher, this eternal presence of love that aligns you with the divine strength in you. And this strength is a divine light that opens the door to all the positive solutions and miraculous healings needed so we can heal our collective consciousness. Trust that when you choose to rely on this divine strength in you, you become part of the solution the world needs right now. So make sure you can be undisturbed now for the next 20 minutes as I take you through this guided meditation. Sit or lie down in a comfortable position. Close your eyes and feel how you sink into your inner stillness. Just let yourself relax, sinking deeper. And deeper. Into the stillness. Deeper and deeper. Drop beneath your mind's chatter, journeying deeper and deeper into this beautiful stillness. That exists within you. Feel how you drop deeper and deeper into the essence of who you are. Into the timeless awareness that lives deep within your heart. A loving, eternal presence that lives deep within you. A presence that connects you with the heartbeat of the universe. With the angels, with spirit, with the source of all life. That mystical, timeless, loving awareness that opens the door to healing and miracles and happiness and peace and love to flow into your life. And as you journey into this heart space, into your mystical heart, you realize you are in a beautiful garden, the Garden of Eden. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, you can hear the wind blowing in the treetops, and you can feel how the presence of grace fills this sacred place. Let yourself explore now this Garden of Eden. Notice the trees, the flowers, the landscape. Feel the healing energy that is here for you. This is the place you come to heal, to rejuvenate, and to fill yourself up with sacred life energy. In this Garden of Eden, you now also meet the teachers and mentors and guides and angels that are here for you. In the world of spirit, helping and supporting you. Notice who they are. You might see them, feel them, or just know that they are here. They now start to form a circle around you. and you sit or lie down in this circle. And your teachers and your guides and your angels and your mentors, they explain to you that they will now help you heal. Feel how they start to release your mind, your body, and your energy from any judgment, worry, fear, and guilt. Let them gently remove these heavy thought energies from your mind and body, releasing you, healing you, purifying you, and freeing you. And as they remove this from you, these heavy thoughts are immediately cleansed and purified and transformed into light. You can also hand over to these mentors and angels and teachers and guides from the world of spirit any fear-based thoughts, blame, bitterness or judgment you are willing to shift and heal. Just hand them over so you let them all go, allowing your mind to be freed so your mind can heal. Feel now how you open your mind, allowing the light of spirit to fill your mind. Filling your thoughts with light, with love, with clarity, and with peace. Feel how you open your heart, allowing the light of spirit to fill your heart. and how this light flows to every cell of your body, healing you, filling you with vitality and health. Feel how you now hand over your eyes, your tongue, your hands and your feet to be used by Spirit's divine light, so they can be used to bless the world with miracles. So feel how this divine light fills your eyes, and flowing through your eyes to bless the world. Feel how this divine light fills your tongue, flowing through your speech to bless others. Feel how this divine light fills your hands, flowing through your hands as blessings to the world, into everything you do with your hands. Feel how this divine light fills your feet, guiding your footsteps to wherever you are meant to go, so you can bless the world with this divine light. Let this divine light fill your whole being, so you become like a divine lighthouse, like a shining star that lights up the midnight sky, helping to guide others back home. Let us now say the following prayer. Dear Spirit, this holy instant I now give to you, giving to you all that is mine, so it can be used to serve the purpose of your divine light. I am willing to let go my plans and wishes and dreams and agenda, and instead I offer myself fully to you. May you be in charge, for I will follow you, certain that your direction gives me peace. And if I need a word to help me, I know you will give it to me. And if I need a thought, that you will also give. And if I need but stillness and a tranquil, open mind, these are the gifts I will receive from you, because you are now in charge by my request, and I know you will always guide and answer me as you speak for the divine in me and in all of creation. And so it is. Amen. Feel how your inner teacher, this eternal presence of love, your wise inner guide, now comes and stands beside you. Pouring liquidized healing light all over you. Cleansing you. Purifying you. And baptizing you into this new path. A path where love is your guide. Know that your inner teacher, this loving inner friend, is always with you. The moment you call on your inner teacher to help you, the help is on its way, and you'll be given the answer to any of your problems. Your inner teacher knows how to solve all problems and heal anything. All you have to do is to ask for help and be willing to be guided. So take your inner teacher's hand now. And trust that this eternal loving presence will guide you through every difficulty and any pain that you may think is real. Your inner teacher walks with you and will tell you exactly what Spirit wills for you each time there is a choice to make. Trust this inner guidance. Trust that it leads you home to the light, to the love, to the happiness that is your true home. You never walk alone. You have mighty beings walking with you, spirit guides, divine mentors, ascended masters, and heaven's angels are also always by your side, surrounding you with a divine love that lifts you up above the thinking of this world, giving you wings so you can fly. Trust that you are as radiant as a star, as pure as light, as innocent as love itself, forever. You are a child of God, a child of the Goddess, and happiness, love, peace, and abundance is your inheritance. So now, with your inner teacher by your side, surrounded by angels, spirit guides, and divine mentors, feel how you start to journey back from this Garden of Eden in your heart, all the way back from your mystical heart, all the way back, back, back to the here and now. Take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, feel how you start to come back to normal waking consciousness. Take another breath in. And as you breathe out, place your hands in a prayer position in front of your heart. And then gently open your eyes. Let us now finish our meditation with a final prayer. Dear love, I give this day to you. May you be in charge, because I will follow you, certain that your direction gives me peace. So show me where to go, what to do, what to say, and to whom. I am ready to follow your lead. I'm ready to be a conduit of healing, letting your love flow through me to those I meet. In this way, I take my place in the healing of the world, letting your loving wisdom be the compass I follow. And so it is. Amen.